Let's turn our attention now to the four-day work week. It's a concept that seems to be increasingly introduced in other parts of the country, and the UK has just become the latest to announce today that 100 companies would be introducing the four-day work week and giving it a trial period and seeing whether this is a feasible option for the country as a whole to embrace. I'd love a four-day work week. I'd like to know your thoughts. 0214460567 or 0725671567. To tell us more about what's happening in the UK, though, is our London correspondent, Gavin Gray. Gavin, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us.
Hi there.
Does this mean we can no longer talk to you on a Friday?
Well, it doesn't have to be a Friday. And of course, not all staff may take the same day off in the week. But this is certainly a major, major change in the brewing anyway, if it goes to fruition and lots more companies join. It was, believe it or not, back in the 1800s that people fought for a two-day weekend. We used to work 6 days a week. Now the campaign is wanting a four-day week, is saying, look, it's just an extension of that. More of us can work from home. It doesn't mean you have to work longer hours, because actually you'll be more productive and get things done. People will be in better health, their mental well-being will be better. And so, yes, this initial survey of 100 companies that tried it with a total of 2,600 staff believe a four-day week is the way forward.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, it must have rather significant buy-in for 100 fairly large companies to agree to participate in the exercise.
Yeah, and now the campaign is on for many, many more to try it. So two of the biggest companies that took part in this initial survey, Atom Bank and a global marketing company called Awin, basically said that, you know, working only 4 days a week didn't mean that people were trying to cram the hours they would work of 5 days into four. They simply worked a normal four-day week, but they said they just got a lot more done. Indeed, according to research by the Oxford University and Cambridge University as well, they said that 88% of those 100 companies said it was working well, and 95% said that levels of productivity had stayed the same or even improved. So there you are. If we go to one less day of work and one more day off, apparently that can improve matters. Now, what's interesting is here in the UK, we have really low levels of productivity when you compare us to Germany or some other major economies. So the idea that we could work less and be more productive is extremely interesting and very desirable. The question is, will more big companies take it up? And that is now what this campaign group is trying to get.
Well, you know what they always say, if you want something done, give it to a busy person. The less time you seem to have, the more you seem to get accomplished. Gavin, I would imagine that it could pose a bit of a problem in international organizations where, say, you're having your Friday off and I'm having my Monday off and we're struggling to find a time for a meeting.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's interesting that of the companies taking part in this initial tranche, most of them are in the services sector, so technology that you could probably do from home. Marketing, again, where, you know, days of the week aren't absolutely essential. Of course, if you're in a manufacturing company, that could be slightly more difficult. In a radio station, of course, you need 24 hours a day, 365 days of the year coverage. But there is a very real thing behind this, because currently inflation here in the UK is above 10%. Now, employees are demanding wage rises in excess of 10%. How's this for a thought? You say, no, you're not going to get a pay rise, but we are going down to a four-day week. Effectively, you're going to get a 20% pay rise because you'll be working fewer hours. Now, the idea behind this scheme isn't to give people a pay cut, you understand. Mm. They'll just be working 4 days instead of five. But the idea you could actually resolve a big problem like that by giving people an extra day off, well, that really is something.
Indeed, I'd take it. Well, Gavin, thank you so much as always, and we'll rely on you to keep us posted. That's our UK correspondent, Gavin Gray.